Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit. And we've talked about the fact that there is quite a difference of opinion about the subject of the Holy Spirit and the doctrine of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ. There's basically two groups. One group that thinks that when you're born again that you get the Holy Spirit at that point, that there's no further baptism of the Holy Spirit or any other experience after that. Then there's another group that thinks that you get born again, but then you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit after that. And that this experience is called either the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, filling of the Holy Spirit, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, all kinds of names that are describing the same experience. We see the fact that there's a problem, that there obviously is no unity of agreement on this subject, and that tells us the fact that then everybody can't be in the truth. Somebody's wrong, or maybe everybody's wrong. And so as I began to study this subject, I began to approach the scriptures as if I knew nothing, study every scripture like it was the truth, and spent the time in all the scriptures on the Holy Spirit. In doing so, the Lord revealed to me that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We've been talking about this. Now, we talked about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament era, the Holy Spirit, the third person of Godhead. He was active in the Old Testament era. It says he was with and upon and filling men and women for service and carrying out the ministry that each one was supposed to perform. We saw the fact that he came on David and came on Samson, came on Moses' elders. And we saw the fact that Bezaleel was filled with the Holy Spirit for the construction of the tabernacle in Exodus 31. We saw John the Baptist was filled with the Spirit for the prophet's ministry in Luke 1:15. We saw Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit and prophesying in Luke 1:41. We saw that Zacharias was filled with the Spirit in Luke 1:67 and prophesied. So the filling of the Holy Spirit occurred in the Old Testament era. And then we saw in Joel 2:28 and 29 the prophecy of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which occurred initially on the day of Pentecost. And we saw in Acts 2, in Peter's message on the day of Pentecost, from verse 14 to 18, where he was saying that this is that which Joel spoke of. And we saw the prophecy from Ezekiel 36, in verse 26 and 27, where Ezekiel said that a new spirit was he going to give them, and he said, I will put my spirit within them. The a new spirit in Ezekiel 36, 26, and then the my spirit in verse 27, there's quite a distinction. So we're talking about two different things. The a new spirit, which is what we get when we're born again, and the my spirit, which is the Holy Spirit that's received subsequent to salvation, as you will see as we're going through these scriptures on the subject of the Holy Spirit. When we looked at the teaching of Jesus, we saw in Matthew chapter 3, in verse 11, where Jesus is revealed as the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. We saw in verse 13 and 14 where John said that he needed to be baptized by Jesus. And then we saw in John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, where Jesus, at the last great day of the feast, stood up and spoke and said, those that come unto him that would drink. And what was he talking about, this drinking? This was talking about the Holy Spirit that was going to be received by believers. Of course, it couldn't be received at this point until Jesus was glorified. And then in Acts 2:33, we saw that's the time when Jesus was glorified, seated at the right hand of the Father, when he received the Holy Spirit from the Father and sent it in on the day of Pentecost. We also saw Jesus teaching in John chapter 14, in verse 16, 17, and 26, where it speaks of how the world cannot receive the Holy Spirit. And we're talking about these terms, filled with the Holy Spirit, receiving the Holy Spirit, baptized with the Holy Spirit. They're very important because they're all different. The world can't receive the Holy Spirit. He said he was with them, but would be in them. He shall be in you. And we also see that the Father was going to send the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In John 15, 26, Jesus said that he would send the Holy Spirit from the Father. And he also revealed that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. So the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father. It doesn't proceed from Jesus. And so receiving the Holy Spirit cannot be done by the world, so it's only received by believers. And the filling of the Holy Spirit occurred in the Old Testament, even before anybody was born again. So we're beginning to see a lot of important things that we got to take a look at as we're going through this. We saw in John 16, verse 7, where Jesus said he needed to go away, that the Comforter would come. And he goes back, of course, to heaven. He's exalted at the right hand of God. And then the Holy Spirit, which he receives from the Father, is sent into the earth on the day of Pentecost. We also mentioned about in John 20, verse 22, when Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit," that there actually was a receiving of the Holy Spirit, but not to come and dwell in their spirit, because nobody was born again at that point. And we looked at the parallel passage to John 20, 22, which is Luke 24, verse 44 and 45, where that when he breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit," verse 44 and 45 of Luke 24 indicates that he opened their mind to understand the scriptures about Jesus in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. So the Holy Spirit opened their minds so they could get understanding, because the Holy Spirit brings the understanding. Now in Luke chapter 24, in verse 49, we saw the fact that Jesus spoke of sending the promise of the Father upon them, and he told them that they were to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. And then in Acts chapter 1, in verse 4 and 5, the Bible says, "Being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, 'You've heard of me.' The promise of the Father is the Holy Spirit. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." So Jesus is talking about the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and obviously it didn't come to them in John chapter 20, obviously, because here he's talking about it in Luke 24, 49, and also in Acts chapter 1. So he says that he's going to get the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and he's going to be sent into them, and he tells how. He says, "You're going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." That is how the Holy Spirit was going to come unto them. Now, having this understanding and pointing out that there's a difference between baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit, before we study those specifically, we do need to understand something about baptism. And so we're going to look at what baptism is all about. When we talk about baptism, the word baptism comes from an untranslated Greek word, baptizo, which means to immerse, submerge, or engulf in something. So baptism means we're immersed, submerged, or engulfed, and so the baptism of the Holy Spirit means they were going to be immersed, submerged, and engulfed in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, what's the purpose of baptism? We got to understand this. It's important to understand it so we know what happens at the baptism with the Holy Spirit. In order to discover the purpose of baptism, let's look at its first use here in Matthew chapter 3. Here's when John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. And in verse 2, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand." In verse 3, he identified that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, as Isaiah 40 had prophesied, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Verse 5, "Then they went out to him in Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins." We see something further about this in Mark chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Where he says, "John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins." That tells you what his purpose was. His baptism was a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. "And they went out unto him, all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and they were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." So we see that John the Baptist had been filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb, the anointing of a prophet, and now he came in the wilderness and he was preaching for the people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. Well, when he was doing this announcement that the kingdom of heaven was at hand, that drew all the people from Jerusalem and Judea and the region round about Jordan to come to him to be baptized, repenting and confessing their sins. They were being prepared for the way of the Lord. And at this time, the Jews sent the priests and Levites from Jerusalem to John to ask him questions. In John chapter 1, in verse 19 and following, it says this. This is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and he denied and he said, "I'm not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias? Or he saith, I'm not. Or that prophet? He said, no. Then said he unto them, who are you? And he told them that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And then they asked him and said, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered and said, I baptize with water, but there is one standeth among you, whom you know not. He it is who cometh after me, is preferred before me. And he spoke of this one who was going to come. So the priests and the Levites asked John who he was, told him he was not the Christ. He was the one who was preparing the way of the Lord. Then they wanted to know why he was baptizing if he was not the Christ. And he said that he was declaring that he baptized with water unto repentance, but the Christ was among them whom they didn't know. Now, what was going on here? Why did all the people from Jerusalem, Judea, and the region round about willingly come to the wilderness to be baptized by John, except the priests and the Levites? Why didn't anyone come to John and ask him, what are you doing? The answer is they already knew what he was doing. How did they know what he was doing? It's because of the prophecy given in Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6. Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6 says this, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and you'll keep my covenant, then you'll be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Here Moses is prophesying to the people what God had said, and God declared that if they would obey his voice, keep his covenant, that all of the children of Israel would be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Well, when was this prophecy going to come to pass? It would occur at the coming of the kingdom. So what did John the Baptist declare? He said, the kingdom of heaven's at hand. This meant that the prophecy in Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6 was about to come to pass. They knew that when the kingdom would come, all the children of Israel would become priests. This is why all the people came to John except the priests and Levites. They already were priests, and they later came and asked him questions. This was the time for all the children of Israel to come into the priesthood, not just those of the tribe of Levi. Why then was John baptizing with water? And why did all the people willingly come to him to be baptized? It's because of the steps set forth in the Word of God for ordination into the priesthood. They already knew that washing was the first step for ordination into the priesthood. And they were following the scriptural procedure from the Word of God so they could enter in to be priests. There were three primary steps for ordination and consecration into the priesthood, and they're recorded in Leviticus chapter 8. Baptism was the first step to enter into the priesthood, and it's very important that we understand this. So we're beginning to talk about the subject of baptism, and this is very important so that you can understand what happens at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We're going to continue on the next broadcast. I hope you keep listening. God bless you. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance and have seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, all kinds of sickness, disease, and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212. That's 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.